Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 3:8. Inside the Gates of Hell. Part 1, The Spirit of Death. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011. In the 11th month, on the 6th day of the 11th month.
One small point.
Here it comes.
We ourselves foresee a slight problem with in-house Atreides. Paul Atreides.
You mean, of course, Duke Leto Atreides, his father?
I mean Paul Atreides. We want him killed. I did not say this. I am not here.
I understand.
I see they've installed your heart plug already. Don't be angry, everyone gets one here.
Dear Dan, I was still working at G3 when one of my brothers, CB19, told me that he was going to quit his part-time job working for G5. He worked as a janitor and cleaned two small clinics situated next to each other called G11. So I contacted his supervisor, chatted for a while, and was hired over the phone to take his place. This was a very small job, 3 times a week for only 1 hour and 15 minutes, or 45 minutes in each office. But I was there alone at night with the Lord, and it was a little money. I liked it and was very grateful for it. It paid for my burgers and coffee at Denny's. I had that part-time job and the one at G3 when I was hired at G6. I actually worked all three jobs until just before the 2001/02 school year started. But at the end of the summer, it made sense that I work only two jobs, full-time at G6 and part-time at G11. But not getting hired full-time at G3 was a great loss to me. My father retired as a school custodian, and I had met my wife while a school custodian, and it was a career I was happy doing and loved. So I cannot say I was not dismayed for losing two jobs that I really wanted to stay at. But I knew, even though I did not feel it, that these things were not beyond the Lord's will. I just didn't know what His will was in detail. I knew that I needed to provide for my wife and household. That's basic Christianity 101. But I did have this. Toward the end of the summer, I was subbing at a school named G3A when I came across the online ad for the job at G6. One day, while I was thinking about if I should pursue the opening at G6, I inquired of Jesus as to whether He wanted me to apply. He showed me a job application form with large letters superimposed across the front as if from a big rubber stamp. The word formed by the letters was approved. That comforted me. A rock-solid directive on how to proceed. So I went through the process of interviewing and being hired to work at G6. And continue to work there to this day. One night, on a day off from work, just weeks after I had been hired at G6, I was driving home from G10 to my home when something horrible happened. I was just thinking about what my future might be like at G6 when suddenly all of the life in my soul drained away. The best way I can describe this is to allude to a scene in a movie. It is Dune, and there is a scene in Dune where the evil Baron Harkonnen is with his nephew Fade, played by the rock star Sting. At the time Fade exits the steam bath, a young man was brought into the room for the Baron's pleasure. The young man has a plug installed in his chest that will drain all of his blood out if it's pulled. In the movie, the Baron gloats for a moment over the young man, then pulls the plug and watches him bleed out to death. I felt the life drain out of me in the very same way, spiritually, just by thinking about my future at G6. It was very bad, but it only lasted for a little while, and I knew from past experience that the Lord was there with life, and that more abundantly, to overcome the spirit of death that I had just encountered. A few months into the job, I had a dream. I dreamed that I was on my way to work at G6. I arrived with a rifle and the intent of shooting everyone there. But since I don't believe in hurting people, I had loaded the rifle with blanks. After going through the hospital, shooting all the staff with blanks, I started to exit the building when I spotted a cane and an old man. I picked up the cane and beat the old man to death. Then I found a gurney, pushed it out onto the driveway, and lay down on it, waiting for the police to arrive since I had just committed murder. End of dream. And so was the beginning of my long tenure at G6. A little while ago, M accurately observed that my time at G6 was the longest I had worked at one place. And of course, she was right. With this new series of letters, I will recount the work of Jesus in the kingdom of hell at G6 and elsewhere up to this point. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.
Well, Vic is astronaut. A man barely alive.
Looks like the killer used the theater's pulley system.
Petechial hemorrhaging. COD's most likely asphyxiation.
You needed an exam for that? She was hung up by a rope.
Ligature mark and bruising. No ecchymosis present.
Most likely made post-mortem. This bruising is more consistent with being choked to death.
Discoloration and swelling indicates it was made anti-mortem.
All right, I may not be the owner of a wonderful white lab coat, but it sounds to me like you're saying somebody strangled her, then strung her up.
Why hang somebody who's already dead?